Tuesday, 28 week ordinary time 1. First reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 16 to 25. Brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation of everyone who believes, for Jew first and then Greek. For in it, it revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who spread the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God makes it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what He had made. As a result, they have no excuse, for although they knew God, they did not accord Him glory as God or give Him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of mortal man, or of birds, or of four-legged animals, or of snakes. Therefore, God handed them over to impurity, to the lust of their hearts, for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and revered and worshipped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. The Gospel from Luke, chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. As Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited Him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the required washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The relationship between what is inside and what is outside of a man. What is outside of a man is a sign of what is in him. For a mouth speaks what a heart is full of. What is outside does not stand by itself, but must be supported by what is inside. For example, helping the poor is a sign to indicate what is inside of a man. But if there is no love, it is a way to attract praise from others and will not last long. Today's reading wants to show the relationship between an outside act with an inside feeling. In the first reading, St. Paul declared that, by looking at God's creation in the world, people can recognize God's power and love so that they will believe in and worship Him. If not, they must receive bad results because they do not follow their reasoning. In the Gospel, Jesus scolded at the Pharisees who paid too much attention to what is outside, the washing of hands. He invited us to pay more attention to the purity of heart, such as truth, compassion, and justice. For God will judge people according to the elements. Second analysis. First reading. There are two ways of God's revelation. First point. Scripture reveals God's mysteries. Men cannot understand God's will by themselves because He exceeds human knowledge. God chose to reveal Himself to man through Scripture, especially through the incarnation of Jesus, His only begotten Son. Jesus Christ Himself revealed to man God's mysteries through the Gospel He preached, and the evangelists wrote this Gospel. Saint Paul declared, "I am not ashamed of the Gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, for Jew first and then Greek. For in it, it revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live." To believe in Christ itself is a mystery, because a believer's faith is not completely from human effort. It also depends on God's help, such as opportunities to hear the good news, preachers, and the Holy Spirit who leads man to Christ's truth. Second point. Nature reveals God's existence and glory. First, human mind can recognize God's existence. According to Saint Paul, with limited knowledge, man can recognize God's existence in nature, His creation. Paul said, "For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God makes it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what He had made. As a result, they have no excuse." When a man cannot recognize God through nature, his mind is lesser than an animal estimation. The prophet Isaiah painfully wrote on this truth. "The ox knows its owner, and the ass its master's rib, but Israel does not know, my people does not understand." Isaiah chapter 1 verse 3. According to human experience, a dog waves his tail when his owner gives him something to eat. A cat shows his feeling when he is caressed by his owner. Why does a man not recognize and thank God through all what he has done for them? To this kind of people, Paul had these words. Although they knew God, they did not accord Him glory as God or give Him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning and their sunlit minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools. Second, when men do not worship God, they must receive terrible results. Therefore, God handed them over to impurity, to the lust of their hearts, for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and revered and worshipped the creature rather than the Creator. Human experience also teaches us that without observing natural law, we must get a corresponding result. For example, in agriculture, if a landowner does not sow at a certain time according to natural weather, he will have no harvest. Or in architecture, if a builder does not build according to its blueprints, a house can be felled down. Or in traffic law, if a driver doesn't follow traffic law, he can lose his life. We can foresee such a result for those who do not want to follow God's teaching. They will have to endure the bad results both in this life and the life to come. This life, they will be led to all craziness. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of mortal manner of birds, or of four-legged animals, or of snakes, etc. Therefore, God handed them over to impurity, to the lust of their hearts, for the mutual degradation of their bodies. Next night, they will not be able to live with God. Second, the gospel. Pay more attention to the purity of mind. Third point. The Pharisees pay attention to outside behavior. To wash hands before eating it in the Jewish law. Jesus did not oppose the washing of hands before eating, but he wanted to stretch more to the inside purity than outside ceremonies. The Pharisee might think no one can see through what is happening inside them, but only what is outside, and evaluate them accordingly. Therefore, they pay attention to praying in public places, to heap praises from people. They fast with a sad face to let people know they are repenting. They make noise when they give alms to let people know they care for the poor. Jesus opposed the attitudes and taught his disciples to act in opposition. When praying, go to your room and close the door. When fasting, put perfume on your head. When giving alms, do not let your right know what your left does. He opposed the evaluation based only on what is outside, because it can be hypocrite and deceive others. It can also be dangerous to the one who performs, because when he is so familiar with the hypocrite acts, he can no longer recognize what is true. He wears a mask and thinks it is his true face. Second point. Jesus invited people to pay attention to human mind. A sincere heart is valuable before God, for he can see through what people cannot see. St. Luke reminded those who wanted to deceive him by their outside act. "You fool, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But are true what is within. Give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. If one had the impurity of heart, he will express by his word and deed. This is the one who sincerely loved God and other." Application in life. God revealed himself to us by many ways. To recognize him, we need to have a humble heart, a zealous mind to learn and to value the truth. When men deny God, they will be led to all worldly perversion. The results are an immortal life, a slavery to devils, and the loss of their final goal of life. We should live truthfully with God and others. A hypocrite and deceitful life will be discovered sooner or later, and it does not bring good results for us. Amen.